Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
All right, I'm back. New podcast, sunny day, out on the deck. Thought I'd change the scenery up. Thought this might help me, inspire me to get the podcast going. Wiener dogs are out here running around, wanting to check stuff out. As you just saw, maybe Rocky just knocked his ball off the deck. Now they go running. You might hear some pitter patters going and some barking. Not sure if this was a good idea or not, but figure we'd try it out. Change things up. So how you doing? I'm okay. Been okay. I think the last podcast I did was a solo one in Thanksgiving times. Thanksgiving Eve, I think is what we called it there. So yeah, a couple people asked about, hey, when you gonna do another episode? And didn't really know what to tell them. And I'm got the itch a little bit again. Some things been going on in life. And thought I would try again. You know, maybe do another episode, see if the spark is really there, if it's just, you know, mind telling me, playing games with me. So anyway, got my phone here this time. I actually wrote down in my notepad some things to actually go over. So hopefully that'll keep me straightened on the path and that I won't go off on random tangents and talk about random things. But maybe it won't. Maybe it will. But hopefully I can at least stick to it in some fashion, and we can all get through this together. So, first thing, like I said, springtime, we're here, St. Paddy's weekend. Everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's. And, yeah, I pour me a little drink, Jack and Coke. You know, one sip, we all know the rules. That's it right there. That's the good stuff. So yeah, let's go back to it. Thanksgiving Eve. What has gone on since Thanksgiving Eve? Got through Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving went really well. No problems there. But you know, typical stuff. Family, hanging out with the friends. Did I go out on Thanksgiving Eve? No. I don't really go out much anymore. But went on ahead and, you know, did the regular family thing. Did I go Black Friday shopping? I think in the afternoon I did go out to Best Buy or something just to see if they had anything special. Okay. For those watching, might have some mic problems here. This ain't the best mic to... It's usually just like one you put at your desk. And I might have to take it off this thing and just hold it in some fashion. But I thought this might do so I can sit back and relax and feel better about doing this. And this little weighted stand doesn't really help much. But, yeah, Thanksgiving Eve, Black Friday. Yeah, like I said, didn't really do a whole lot. Just went out, had some time off. Didn't really do much traveling. But that's okay. Then we go, that's the end of November. Not a lot happened until what's going on with the world as much as I remember. But got into December. December's always good times. Christmas is always good times as long as you can remember your thoughts and values with it, your morals and values. You know, it's so, like, Christmas is, I feel very pressured around Christmas. that, you know, with the gifts and the parties and, you know, trying to go to social gatherings and hanging and just go, it almost goes by so fast that you can't really enjoy it. Maybe that's just my opinion. Maybe that's my perspective. And don't get me wrong, I like Christmas and everything, but it's just, you know, it's a lot of build up. Then comes Christmas Eve, and maybe if you have expectations in your head how you think it's going to go, and then it doesn't go that way, then you go to Christmas Day, and it's like, wow, Christmas is over. It's like, what do we do? And so, you know, I mean, Christmas was good, but it was just not as traditional as it has been in the past for me. It was more, you know, just like, hey, let's go out to eat. All right, here's the gifts. All right, cool. See you tomorrow. We'll go to your uncle's house and do something. And that was it. I was like, what? That's it? That's all we got? But, I mean, Christmas is good. It's fine. Just not what I expected this year. But, anyway, I'm not really sure I was going with that. Thought I had something else better with that and planned, but I didn't, but. Got into Christmas Day. It was fine. It was good. Watched a lot of Christmas movies. I did try to watch one Christmas movie a day during that. And I don't know if I actually met one Christmas movie a day or like did the 25 days of Christmas or whatever you call it. But I was actually just watching, you know, random Christmas movies. What did I watch? I watched Jack Frost with Michael Keaton. I watched Home Alone 1 and 2. Elf. Jingle All the Way, that's one of my favorite ones. It's turbo time. And I watched, did I watch any others? I don't know. Oh yeah, that there's Eddie Murphy came out with one on Amazon Prime called Candy Cane Lane. Not terrible, not great. Kind of what I expected, but you know, it had me going through all the things in my head, you know, name all the 8 reindeer, which I can do that. Well, I thought I could. Dasher, Dancer, Dancer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. There we go. But then that movie was really based on the 12 Days of Christmas, where it was like, you know, 3 geese a-laying, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Then if you know, like 4, there's a 5 golden rings, 4 French horns. Okay, then we go to 6. Now I start getting confused there. So yeah, it was like, hey, who can named the 12 Days of Christmas off the top of their head without looking it up. And I actually had it there for about a week because I actually memorized it in case I got that question, and which I didn't really understand why. I was kind of worried I might get that question. I guess because I've never had that question. It's always been the, can you name the 8 reindeer? No one's ever asked me, can you do the 12 Days of Christmas? But even with the trying to do it with the song, it still didn't work. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. Any other movies that I watched during that? I don't think any. Oh, Violent Night. That was, I forgot the guy's name, but he was in the sheriff or whatever, the cop in Stranger Things. But he's like a John Wick, but Santa Claus. So he goes in, and this family gets kidnapped, and Santa's got to go save the day by basically killing all the thugs. I thought it was gonna be a horror movie, and I don't really know why I watched it. I think it actually got decent reviews on either Rotten Tomatoes. Duke, what's going on? You all right? Either gotten pretty good reviews, and I was like, yeah, why not? You know, home, need to do something, need to check things out, so why not do it? But yeah, pretty good overall. Do I have any other favorite Christmas movies? I don't know. Probably Arnold Schwarzenegger. Put that cookie down. That's one of the best scenes right there. Maybe that probably sums up Christmas right there for me. You know, just family, friends, watching movies. I don't think I was really doing a lot of TV shows right then. But, you know, work was fine. Everything else was fine. Just trying to enjoy the holidays, sit back, relax. Getting the Christmas spirit, you know, even though I do had a little trouble getting into the Christmas spirit. And shout out to I don't want to say her name on here, but sent me a message and telling me, you know, maybe I should just sit back and think about things, pour a glass of whiskey, read a good book, and all that good stuff, and try to get into the Christmas spirit that way. And I actually did it. And actually, it was nice just to do it in that fashion. So, shout out to them. Cheers on that. Christmas is done. We're moving. I might be going a little fast here, too. Like I said, I'm a little nervous because I haven't done this in so long and feel like I lost my flow. But got past Christmas, going into New Year's. Nothing crazy for New Year's. Shout out to some of the gym members for having a little small party. Went over there New Year's Eve. It was a good time. Had a great time. Had some drinks. Played some beer pong. Haven't done that since the last Christmas Eve party, but it's really good. Before the day, a couple of my best friends were in town. Shout out to them. We went back to the hometown, Meadows of Dan, baby. Went back there, watched, hung out with their family, had a couple drinks, and just friends and family, you know? Nothing wild and crazy, just try to enjoy how things were. Hung out with a couple people, came back home, and then, you know, went to that New Year's Eve party, but I almost enjoyed New Year's more than I did, Christmas. Yeah, I think I did. There's no pressure, it was just more hang out. You know, if you want to be around people, be around them. Let's all celebrate the new year together. And we'll do it. I remember watching over Christmas, T-Pain. Shout out to T-Pain, baby. Did a On Top of the Covers concert. And it was at a place in Hollywood. The Yellow Rose. No, not the Yellow Rose. Maybe the Rose. Let's see, just so if anybody's asking and wants to check it out, it's on YouTube for free, T-Pain On Top of the Covers. It was at, where? The Sun Rose. That's what it was. In Hollywood. It was awesome. It looked like a little intimate jazz type of spot. And, you know, he covered Tennessee Whiskey, War Pigs, Shout. Crap, what else am I missing? Crazy. There's one or two others. That was really good. It was just awesome the way he did it and just him singing. Was very impressive. You know, everyone used to give him crap back in college about the auto-tune stuff and whatever, that he really can't sing. And this guy crushed it. It was like no big deal at all for him. I think I watched it multiple times, too. It was just nice just to sit right there and hang out and enjoy his music and enjoy the covers and enjoy... You know, he didn't really change the cover of the song a whole lot. He just sang. It was just, you know, it was a different pace of things. It was not like your normal pop songs or anything. And even though, yeah, they were covers, but it was, I even, you know, did one of his old ones, Gonna Buy You a Drink, at the end of it. And it worked out. I mean, it was just awesome. It was very badass. So, highly recommend that. Like I said, I watched that over Christmas. I think, I even watched it Christmas Eve with the family, because I thought Mom would enjoy it, and we were hanging out, so she did enjoy it. Then watch it again New Year's Eve. I don't know. I just didn't really care about the ball dropping. Maybe I did watch the ball drop. No, I didn't watch the ball drop. So it was just nice. It was just a change of pace, and got this tick where I think I've probably mentioned it on here before that if I really, really, really like a song, it's like on repeat for a week or so. Maybe more. Depends on how much I get to play it. You know, like, for example, this week, there's been a song called Jack and Diet Coke by Red Velvet. Jack and... I can't remember their name. Type song. Red Farron. 13.4 subscribers on YouTube. Not too bad. They're blowing up, but I think I heard it on XM Radio or something in the truck, and just the lyrics were cool. Just the beat was cool. It was just, you know, just it was a slower pace, and just for something, maybe it resonated with me a little bit. So if you know it, hit me up in the comments, talk about it, give them a shout out, give them a couple plays. I think it's just one guy just playing the guitar, but it was really good. Jack and Diet Coke by Red Farron. Is that what I just said? I already mess them up. Yeah, Red Farron. So, yeah, songs like that that I like to discover songs before they actually become big. I don't know why. That just makes me feel like, oh, yeah, I've been knowing about these guys, you know, before they actually get mainstream. Which it doesn't really matter, I guess, but it's just cool to find new music. You know, saw a meme one time that said, like, you know, people who show you new music, you should keep them close to you. Or they're important to you. Something along those lines. All right, so where are we at? Oh, yeah, if you know any good songs, too, and are hitting them up and playing them repetitively like I do, let me know. I would like to know. Throw them in the comments. Send them out. Yeah, I didn't really plan on talking about much about music. So we got into New Year's. We're past New Year's. Back to work. Yay. January. What else to go on in January? Went to D.C. in January. About the middle of it. Shout out to my boy Loon. Thanks for hosting me. Went to D.C., got in there on a Friday evening. Went to Tyson's Corner. Went to Lego store. Yeah, baby. Bought a couple things. Just shopped around. Explored the city a little bit. It was pretty cold that night. Didn't really go around to the sites and stuff. But when I drove in, I drove right by the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument. Saw the Jefferson Monument from a little bit of ways away. My buddy, shout out Loon, again, lives right across from the Nat Stadium. That area, is that Capitol Hill or the Navy Yard? Navy Yard, I think. That part was cool, just to do that. And yeah, it was just cool being in a big city. You know, I always feel like I missed out being in the city. You know, maybe there was opportunities there that I missed out on and things I could have done and people I could have saw. You know, more doors could have opened up during my life. Is that 100% accurate? No, I don't know. Maybe other people who think the same way, that they should have stayed in the country life more. But overall, really good. Why did I go up there? I went up there to see, this might be a little nerdy for some of y'all, but the Batman 1989 Orchestra was there at the Warner Theater. And I went up there to see it, in which I'm glad I went, really had a great time, but I think I was a little misled on what I was going to see. So before I bought the tickets, I bought the ticket back in, I went solo dolo, no big deal, which more people should do more often. What I saw on YouTube, and when I think I actually saw a thing on Instagram that it was going around the country, and D.C. was obviously the closest place for me. So, and I typed it on YouTube, and I thought it was going to be this kind of black and white, based on the video, this black and white event, super uptown, you know, classy lights, balcony seats, you know, people in tuxedos, and it was just like listening to a symphony orchestra play. And which, when I got there, I saw people dressed up as Batman and some as a Joker, and you know, I was like, okay, maybe they're just really into it. What's going on here? But
did it, went through there, got my seat and stuff, and you know, the orchestra was up there, which that was no problem. You know, it's like, all right, this is kind of what I expected. All right, they don't have the same lighting as wherever I was watching on YouTube, which I think it was in L.A. somewhere. And I was like, okay, not bad, not bad. I might have a couple of pictures on my phone, so if I remember in the editing process of this, I'll just show them up right there or something and kind of get a sense of it. Or just everyone knows how to use a computer nowadays, so just look it up yourselves. But all of a sudden, you know, they bring down this projector, and I'm like, what's going on here? And then the maestro comes out. I was like, okay. And then they start playing the movie, the actual Tim Burton 1989 movie, which is all great and fine because it's one of my favorite movies. But I was like, wait. It just took me by surprise, you know, that I was like, what are we doing here, y'all? Are we actually going to do a symphony or what? So if you've never seen the movie, it starts happening where they're going down this like kind of cave type thing, and you know, orchestra music is playing. So the orchestra is actually playing the music along with the movie. Like the movie was dubbed out of music. It was so the orchestra just played along with the movie. So I'm watching a movie, but the only difference was the orchestra was playing. Hope that kind of makes sense. I hope I explained it pretty well. So what was weird about it was that, you know, in certain scenes, if gunshots were, you know, going off and stuff like that, that you didn't hear them. Like, I guess that was part of the process. They dubbed that out, too. I don't know if they meant to, but they did. And it was just like door slamming. You couldn't hear. It was like, this is a waste for some of the movie. Like, what are we doing here? So I was just watching the movies, and then whenever they were queued up, then they would play whatever song they had to. And which they did really well, but it was like literally, like, all right, like 20 to 30-ish seconds of playing some symphony orchestra, then all of a sudden they were done. And so I was like, man, and it was good for that part, but it was just not what I was expecting. And then another example, if you've watched the movie, during the museum piece or scene, that a Prince song starts playing when Batman enters the museum, and like, or when Joker comes into the museum and he's tearing up all the art pieces and whatnot. It's called Party Man. So that song was completely dubbed out. Why? I guess maybe they didn't have the licenses to play that song, or they just did it because they dubbed out all the music, but the orchestra didn't even play. So you're just watching the Joker, Jack Nicholson, go up through the museum just knocking over stuff. And it was like, what is going on? You know, and it was just like weird stuff. And, you know, you just hear like hits and no music. And it was just weird. It was just awkward. And one guy stood up randomly in the audience and started singing the actual song. And yeah, it was just overall good experience. It was just a lot of misdirection. You know, I was went in thinking it was going to be something uptown. But it was more just hang out, watch the movie, and enjoy when the orchestra does play. I'm not sure if they're all like that. I guess there's different ones. I've heard Harry Potter was like that, and they did kind of the same way. That they brought an orchestra in and only played it, and they watched the movie. People watch the movie, and then the orchestra plays during the scene, but... But yeah, it was a little disappointing for me because I expected a whole lot more. But still overall a good time. But that's how it goes. But I do recommend it. I mean, if you're a fan of any orchestra or just have never been to an orchestra or a symphony orchestra, I'm not sure if I'm using the right words, I would highly recommend going and watching it at least one time. Whether it's somewhere local, if it's somewhere like I did and you just... You know, kind of nerd out and go see like a orchestra that plays along with one of your favorite movies. I don't know if that's an actual thing, but I guess it could be. Go do it. I highly recommend it. Makes you feel classy, and again, makes you feel uptown. So go try it out. That's all I can tell you to do. Let's see. So we went through we're in January. January's fine.
I don't think I really did much else for that month. Let's move on through January, get through all that.
February,
I don't think, it was end of January, early February, I did a CrossFit comp down in Greensboro, North Carolina, called War of Wads. Went well, got second place in my division. A little bit different than, I did it the year before, and it was at the Greensboro Coliseum, in which it was actually really badass. That just the way they did it, they had, you know, four workouts all going at once. They got you in, they got you out. You know, it was really organized. It was no wondering what time you went on and blah, blah, blah. It was just awesome. It was a good workout. So,
or a good comp. And I guess I thought this year
it would be almost the same. And which it basically was, but except they couldn't get the Coliseum this year, so they actually did it at their gym. But shout out to them, War of Wads, Greensboro Coliseum. If you're a CrossFitter, go do it. Highly recommend it.
A lot of fun. Workouts were good. There's a few logistical pieces that happened, but nothing that can't not be helped. Just the way things were set up, and just, you know, it's just hard to cover all your bases during a workout and make sure everybody knows what they're doing. And I mean that towards like a judges and people who are facilitating the comp perspective. Just because, like, for one example, the first workout was to do, your partner did, had to do a 5 max front squat. Then I had to go into a 4 rep max bench. Then I went into the 3 rep max clean and jerk. And then your partner had to do another lift, which is a 2 rep max snatch. And so, for example, I immediately finished the bench. That went well. Got into my clean and jerk. And, you know, I did my first lift kind of facing out, and apparently one of the judges didn't like that. Luckily, she didn't no-rep me or anything, but she went and, like, turn around, and, like, made me face, you know, like, the other, like, instead of facing north and south, face east and west. I'm like, what is going on, you know? It's just like, who cares? But, you know, there was nobody around me, but maybe she thought it was a better safety thing. But anyway, but it was fine, you know, no big deal.
No big deal.
But again, the comp overall was fine. Just, you know, just a long day. You know, waking up about 4 in the morning, driving to Greensboro, which is about 2-hour drive for me. Getting there 6:30, 7, just to check in. And, you know, not really getting home till about 8 or 9 o'clock. So by the time you get through the workouts, and you stop getting food, and, you know, they go through the whole award ceremony, and... Yeah, it's just a long day. But good overall. I mean, it's one of those things I do enjoy them. I do, you know, I've been doing this CrossFit thing for 10 plus years now, 5 to 6 days a week. And you got to show off the fitness a little bit, you know, in some perspective. Have I lost some of that competitive spark? Yeah, I have. But it's okay to do it every once in a while. But I don't know if it's where I've gotten older or more mature, as some might say, but it's just kind of cool just to just go work out and be done with it, you know, and not have the extra pressure of doing a competition. I hope you perform well and trying to do everything correctly and all that. You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I've lost an athlete mentality. Have I ever been an athlete mentality? I don't know. Sometimes I'm wondering if I'm just a wannabe athlete. Or if I'm just trying to do things just because in previous life experiences, my athletic skills have never been acceptable. And now when I'm in this CrossFit world, they seem to be acceptable. Or maybe it's just because I put 10 years into it. You know, I told somebody the other day at the gym, you know, instead of putting 10 years in a CrossFit, what if I actually put an hour a day for 5 to 6 days a week into learning how to play guitar or piano or drums and where that would have taken me right now? Probably, I mean, who knows? Could be sitting in the same spot, just sitting here talking to you guys, which is fine, but, you know, maybe gaining an additional skill. But then again, like as Thomas Sowell says, there's no solutions. There's only trade-offs. So, okay, you put that hour a day into learning an instrument. Okay, well, there goes your fitness levels. So, you know, where's the balance at? I think that was one of the things I did want to talk about tonight, was just that, you know, we're already in March. And it seems like this time keeps getting faster and faster, which I know it doesn't keep getting faster, but it's like, what the heck? You know, like today's 316, Austin 316. Steve Austin, Stone Cold, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. But it's like, wow, all right, you know, we're 3 months into 2024, you know, all right, 9 months ago, now we're back to 2025. And I was trying to wonder, like, when I was little, how did I perceive time? Did I just go along with just following my parents' footsteps and just doing whatever they wanted to do and all that good stuff? Or was it more of, I just didn't have as much information at the time, so I just thought time was slower? Or I was just, because, you know, when you're young, or for me, subjectively speaking, that you're always, can't wait till I get older. I can't wait till I get 18. I can't wait till I get 21. Then once, you know, you reach 25 and you get your car insurance rate down, then it's like, wow, you know, what age are you looking forward towards then? I don't know. Time is perceived in a lot of different ways, and I go back and forth on how I feel about it. And just that, it's almost overwhelming just trying. You know, I feel like I'm one of those guys who tried to do everything. You know, which what I mean is that, you know, have the social life. You know, do things around the house. You know, go to the gym, go to work. How about your family? You know, enjoy movies, enjoy books, travel. What else? I mean, you know, just try to experience a little bit of everything that life has to offer. And I feel like I do pretty well for the most part doing that. But also parts of me feel, you know, it's just like, damn, I just can't keep up anymore. It's like, what am I doing? You know, does anyone else feel like that? Or is it just me? Yeah, it's just tough. Time is tough. You know, like I said, like, you know, that once I heard that expression, there's no solutions, only trade-offs. That has always set in my brain, and like I just go round and round with it. You know, because if you do choose to go out with some friends, or if you do choose to, like tonight I worked on my fence, you choose to do that, then what else could you be doing, you know? You know, what else could you be doing to better yourself? What else could you be doing to make a difference in someone's life? What else could you be doing to improve the world? Or do you just accept it and move on, you know? You just don't keep thinking about it. I don't know where I was going with that. Just do the best you can. Right? Tell him, Duke. Just do the best you can. So anyway. Yeah, you tell him, buddy. So anyway, yeah, we got through, the competition, Greensboro. And I got really sidetracked there. Let's see. Duke, stop. Leave me alone. Dogs are picking each other. Okay, sorry, back on track now. Let's go down to, I guess let's start catching up to where we're at now. Yeah. So finished the Open. Got that on my list. I wanted to talk about the Open. Why? Just because a large part of my life is CrossFit, so why not? Hey, stop. So let's talk about it. If you don't know, CrossFit Open, it's basically a big online competition. You pay $20, you register, and then for 3 weeks, starting around the beginning of March, last week of February, that you have one workout released each Thursday, and then you have until Monday to do it. At my gym, we always... No whips and chains, and you can't turn me out.
Somebody just blast that song going down.
So, yeah. You have that. And 3 weeks. Yeah, so first workout was... it was pretty tough, especially for me. And I'm not sure if it was just a week, if it was just a day. The workouts we had during that week, but it was 21 snatches on your right. You do 21 burpees. It's 21 snatches on your left arm, 21 burpees. Then it went to the same pattern, 15, 15, 15, 15, then 9, 9, 9, 9. Legs just got crushed. Finished the workout.
No big deal. But what's going on back here?
I must be trying to find some driving music. Second week, 20-minute AMRAP. About my speed, no big deal. Got through that. Damn, last night, finished it up with thrusters and chest to bar pull-ups. Then it went to thrusters and bar muscle-ups. 5 rounds of 10 and 10 and 10 of the chest to bar and thrusters. Then you rest 1 minute, then you have 5 rounds of 7 and 7 thrusters at 135 and 7 bar muscle-ups. Got pretty far in, and I was happy with my performance. We'll probably make quarterfinals, which also CrossFit is opening up the top 25% this year instead of the top 10%. And I don't know if that's a money thing, if it's just trying to get more money and to pay for the games, or if it's actually just something. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in their heads. That was the only thing. That's the only justification I can think of, is that they just wanted to get more money. Because, you know, more. I think if you go to the next level, to the quarterfinals, you pay $50 this time to do 5 workouts, and you have like a weekend to do all 5 workouts. And once that starts to weed people out, especially when you go into quarterfinals and all that jazz. But yeah, overall, it was fun. It was fun getting together with everybody. It's always fun throwing down with people, even though it kind of gets in your head a little bit. But because you want to do well, and you want to kind of, or I want to kind of impress people and show off a little bit of the fitness and let everyone know that, hey, all the work that I am doing inside and outside of the gym is actually paying off. You know, and again, going back on that time thing I was just talking about earlier, you know, I try to get the 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night just because that's what all the experts say. Oh, you should get 7 to 8. And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I should get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So, yeah, right there is, I mean, there's literally a third of the day right there. So, again, you know, CrossFit's over. The Open's over. Finish it up. The biggest deal I had with the CrossFit Open, and I think this is the second year, I don't know if it's the second year in a row, but I know it's the second time this has happened, but the third and final workout was leaked, you know, like an hour or two early before it was actually released. And then it wasn't because of, you know, somebody hacking CrossFit. It was just, I don't know if it was an error on when they actually post things, and then they didn't take into effect of daylight savings time to understand that, hey, you know, because like on YouTube, you can post a video and everything and have it scheduled to release at, you know, Sunday at 1 a.m. So maybe they had it scheduled to release Thursday at 3 p.m., but when they did that, they didn't take into effect of daylight savings time. So it actually, like, people around 2 o'clock were actually starting to post it.
Dude.
And that's how it happened. It was just like, what? You know, did it ruin CrossFit? No. I mean, people were like, oh, man, you know, you ruined the surprise. Shut up. You know, you're going to find out either way. So what you found out because it got leaked, are you going to say that about, you know, when a, like, you know, the GTA trailer got, GTA 6? Grand Theft Auto 6 or 5? Forgot what number. But anyway, here recently, that trailer got leaked. And then it, yeah, I think somebody actually found the actual trailer. And they may have gotten hacked. I'm not taking anybody or anything away from Rockstar Games. But they had a, you know, they actually had a big showcase of like, hey, we're going to release a trailer at whatever date and time it was, and then all of a sudden it just came out early because somebody found it and they put it on X, also known as Twitter, or used to be also known as Twitter. And then this rock star was like, whatever, here, let's make a tweet, and or X, I don't know even what you call it anymore, but they said, like, hey, you know, hey, here's the actual trailer, go watch it on our YouTube channel, give us some views. And which they don't need to actually ask for views because nobody, everybody's super hyped for that game, including me, baby. So, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, does that ruin the game for me? No, I'm still going to buy it. So does it, people, when I saw some people were saying, oh, you ruined it for leaking it. You ruined it for showing it on your Instagram. Like, you know, there's no way. You're going to find what you just found out 45 minutes early, what you didn't get to watch it open, whatever, the actual thing on YouTube. Or maybe, you know, and also maybe that's me. I've been a little bit down on CrossFit. And, but at the end of the day, it's just exercise. Right? We're just working out. You're going to find out sooner or later what the workout was. You know, what would happen if it went an hour late before it got posted? Are you going to be upset about, like, oh, no, that, you know, oh, no, it got posted too late. You know, now I'm upset. Like, what? You know, did that ruin, does that ruin CrossFit if they post it too late? Little old number 7 here, baby. Been talking for too long. But I had a lot to talk about, I feel like, to fill all you guys in. So, but again, yeah, again, that's it. The open, the first part of the open's done. I probably will do quarterfinals. Why not? What's $50, you know? And then to get a few harder workouts. And just go with it, you know? Why not? Win in Rome. Do as the Romans do. Hee hee. Oh, my back's hurting from having to sit like on a leaned over position. Hey, buddy. Baseball season's coming up. That's always good. We can get excited about that. Go Orioles. Spring training's in there. What are you doing, Duke? Let's see. What else do I have on my list? Not much else. This was kind of should have been, and I wanted to talk about this earlier, but I'll do two more things here. Went down a kind of, I've been going down a history kick. And when I say they've been watching history shows or movies. So, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but watched recently Chernobyl on HBO Max. Very, very good. Gave me more insight on when it was, which I think was April 26, 1986, which for some reason I thought it was, you know, like right after World War II, I guess. Didn't know it was that recent. But it, for a five-episode series, a lot of information came out, you know, about, you know, what really happened. Did the Russians try to cover it up? Did how much did it affect people? You know, is nuclear energy really that bad, or is it just operator errors? Which, spoiler alert, you can dub over this part. It was an operator error, and just according to the show, Russians being cheap on their end on how they built the plant. Plane going overhead. It's always nice. But yeah, very interesting. Watched Napoleon on Apple TV. That was super cool. Got to be more of a romance movie, which, you know, Napoleon's a badass dude, but His girl, Josephine, they had a lot of issues. And not that it was like a romantic movie, because there was some battles. It kind of reminded me more of the Patriot. But yeah, again, there was things in there where he got exiled twice. You know, he actually died on an island. And he was just a badass dude. I think he was in the 1800s, which for some reason I thought that was, he was earlier, like in, you know, around America's Independence Day. Started Band of Brothers on HBO Max. I'm only 2 to 3 episodes into that. That's going really awesome. Again, that's another World War II perspective. And just seeing, like, it's basically based on, like, around D-Day. So if you're into that, it's pretty badass. I told someone at the gym the other day that I feel like I'm starting to morph into one of these dad guys. Maybe I need to wear my New Balances and tuck in my shirt and whatever. But just went down, going down this history path. And I guess it's because I'm learning something new and something that I didn't ever realize. And just, again, you know, World War II, 1945 is when it ended. So what is that, roughly 80 years ago? So it's really not that far. It's just like, you know, hey, that's my grandma's time. It'd be tough. Tough. Shogun, started one episode of that. That's good. That's like the next Game of Thrones. It's like Game of Thrones, but in samurai days. We got that going. I watched Ricky Stanicky. It's got John Cena and what's the guy's name? John Cena, Andrew Santino. He's a good comedian. I like him. He's pretty funny. Ricky Stanicky. Cass. Zac Efron. I really have liked some of his movies. I really liked him in Dirty Grandpa or Old Grandpa, whatever it's called, with Robert De Niro. But Zac Efron, oh, and he was in The Iron Claw. I went and saw that with my brother. And that was a pretty good movie, especially if you're a fan of wrestling like I was back in the day. But Zac Efron looked like, you know, he had work done on on his chin. Like, his plastic surgery was just buffed. You know, it was, like, dude just didn't, he just didn't look real. I mean, and I'm not saying no offense to him if he's happy how he looks, but it was just like, dude, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing, man? Just didn't look right. But decent raunchy comedy. It felt like they were, when they made the movie, in my opinion, that they wanted to do a raunchy comedy and they could only do jokes to a certain, like, the fine line to where, like, okay, we can't make it, like, super bad or whatever, but we can address this level here and we won't get in trouble. You know, they took it to that part, which was still good. Still fine. I get that. You know, nobody wants to get canceled now. Nobody wants a lot of grief of, oh, my gosh, you know, you keep talking shit and you say, you know, almost too bad of things. I'm not promoting you should always be racist and say dirty comments and jokes and stuff, but it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's a movie. You know, I don't think, if you go look at movies like back in early 2000s, like Tropic Thunder, Superbad, one of my favorite movies, Role Models, you know, they didn't mind crossing those lines, and it was just raunchy comedy. You know, whatever, you saw it, you made fun of it, it was cool, it was funny. At the end of the day, it's all it was. You know, I didn't go out of the theater just shouting those racist slurs or whatever. It was just a movie. You know, if you don't like it, then go watch it. You don't have to go watch it. You know, those movies are not made for everybody. So, yeah. So, Napoleon, Chernobyl, I'm on Band of Brothers, Shogun, Ricky Stanicky, if I finished anything else new, Wild and Crazy. I don't think so. True Detective, that was on HBO Max. That was super good. That got me back in, like, for the Matthew McConaughey and the third season of True Detective. So they did really well with that. I would highly recommend that if you're looking for something to watch. As far as my books, been off that game. Just like I said, I get home and I start doing something else, and all of a sudden, oh no. Like, where did time go? Helldivers 2 is out. Been playing that. shouting out to the boys. You know, that's our new game right now. And plus, it's a very popular game. But I get to hang out with the bros and play that. And plus, it's really fun at the same time, so I get to catch up and hang out.
It's a double-edged sword. Like a good one, though. And finally...
Yeah, maybe I should stop talking. How long have I been talking? Almost an hour.
So I've been saving these for a while.
And, you know, people have been writing in email, sheetherfever@gmail.com. That's the best way. Or if they left comments in some fashion, whether they know me or not, personally. The guy who is Tom Holland, Spider-Man, he had a quote, and he said something to the fact that if you don't know me well enough to have my phone number, then there's no way you should have a problem with me. But if you do know me well enough to have a phone number, then you can have a problem with me and we can talk about it. In which, to that fact, means a lot. Yeah, it means something to say. So not really sure I was going with that point, but whatever. Okay, last thing before I get into these questions. I have two that I picked out that I wanted to address. And still doing jiu-jitsu once a week. It's going well. I love it. It's a lot of fun. It gives me a lot more self-confidence. And it's something new to learn. I love learning. I try to grow. You got to grow. If you're not growing, if you're not forward, you're backwards, right? Okay. Here we go. All right. So, I guess, should I say their names? I'm not going to say their names. All right, so the first one here is, hey, Chris, I love writing but feel totally lost after graduation. I'm a recent college graduate with a degree in English literature. Should I pursue a traditional career path or take a chance on freelance writing? How do you navigate following your passion in a world that seems so practical? Coming out the gate hot here. All right. I guess one question would be, all right, how old are you? Should I pursue a traditional career path or take a chance on freelance writing? I think there's what you got to do here is that. What's the matter, Duke? That if you're a recent college graduate, so I'm assuming that you're probably in your 20s, early 20s. That, okay. What I mean, I don't know a lot about the writing world at all. If it's tough, you know, if it's journalism, I hear it's tough to get into, but freelance writing, are you just writing stories, news, what? I think you got to go for freelance. I mean, I don't know what the traditional career path is, but I would think that that's like,
signing up for a...
just trying to get hired by one of the big news media places, like our newspaper, magazine, media company, or just writing things for them. But if you want to freelance stuff, just go for it. You know, I think, especially in your early 20s, take a risk. You know, that's one thing I always wish I would have done, was take more risk in my 20s instead of just think that. I always thought that, you know, I had to go get, you know, go to college to get a good job, do a master's degree to get a better job, which it doesn't always work like that. Is that a traditional path? It's what they say. When I say they, that's what all the experts who tell you how to write your resume and do a cover letter and all this stuff. But take a chance. Be your own boss. Be a freelance writer. What was the second part of that?
How do you navigate following a passion in a world that seems so practical?
I mean, yeah, it just seems, do freelance. Write what you want to write. You know, learn from your mistakes. Do what you want to do.
You know, and you'll put more effort into it writing on what you actually want to write about instead of just writing what people tell you what you have to write. You know, and then all of a sudden, okay, if your freelance doesn't work out, you know, you made a bad decision. If people are not really enjoying it, then, you know, some people say don't have a plan B. Some people just say to actually just keep going for it. You know, like a lot of comedians, I mean, podcasters, athletes, they just are too naive to quit and just keep going until one day, you know, you eventually, like what I was talking about earlier, you put in 5 to 10 years of something and you're eventually going to get something out of it. You know, and in today's society, there's so many outlets that, you know, you can put stuff on, you know, you can do something with YouTube, I'm sure, social media. I'm sure there's writing social medias out there to get recognized. But I think you got to pursue the freelance. You know, that way you can be your own boss. You can do your own hours. You're not working for the man, so to speak, that you're in ultimate control of your own destiny. And then it's on you if you let it pass or fail, sink or swim. I think that's what it is. Freelance writing. That's my recommendation. I don't know if I would go there and say that's the cat's pajamas, but based on my life experiences, that I think, why not? Go for it. Let yourself be great. Okay. Last question. Let's see. This is from, well, I'm not going to say their name. I'm feeling stuck in my career. I'm successful but unfulfilled. Is it crazy to consider a complete switch at this point? What advice do you have for someone looking to reinvent themselves in their 40s? I'm successful but unfulfilled. Feeling stuck in my career. Been there, brother. Been there. I guess kind of what I said earlier, man. You know, I tried being a PE teacher, went and got my master's in sports management, and I thought I wanted to work in athletics. I did a couple internships there and then found out that this athletics great. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, but, you know, it's not a traditional 9 to 5, you know, you work when you work, you know, a lot of games or stuff are going on at night, weekends, holidays, you know, depending on your position, like, you know, it's really almost a 24/7 job, especially the higher up you get. So to reinvent yourself, if you're not being fulfilled in your career, man, you're in your 40s, I don't know, you didn't say much else, but you know, in a certain perspective, I mean, you said you're successful, so I'm going to assume that it's okay to take a chance to do something else. You know, I've heard people, who was the guy who invented KFC? Wasn't he like in his 50s or something? You got to risk it to get the biscuit. It's what I've always heard. So take a chance, do something, go crazy. You know, you're in your 40s. If you're not being fulfilled and you're bored, okay, let's say that, what is it, you can retire at 65 and get Medicaid or Medicare or whatever it is. So you're going to do 25 more years of just being unfulfilled and bored? That's going to weigh down on you, bro. And you're going to become unhappy with yourself, and you might take it out on other things, and it might just take you down a dark road. So I'm not saying completely quit your career right now, but if you are wanting to pursue something else, which I don't know what that is, but... And if you're in that range of where, hey, there's not much I can do to get out of here, but slowly try to take an alternate road. And this might be the best way to do it, and this is where I'm going with that, is that go down the road, you're in your career, keep your full-time job. If you are successful, and yeah, okay, you might be bored, but, you know, okay, you got to start hustle now. So when you're not working, when you do have free time, whatever career you're wanting to explore or whatever your interest is or whatever it is, start to take that time and put into that. And what I mean by that is that, hey, you know, when you are, instead of
watching TV and movies, like I was talking about earlier, then take, you know, hey, that hour, an hour and a half you're watching that movie, okay, let me take that hour and a half and put it into whatever right now that you're passionate about. So if it's being passionate about building fences, like I talked about earlier, then, hey, go out here and practice building a fence
or whatever it is, or practice your,
if you want to be a stand-up comedian, go write material. You know, hey, I'm going to write, tell yourself I'm going to write a minute of material every day. And shout out to Kill Tony for this, because they give a chance for live comedians to come on stage and they, you have 1 minute to be funny. No one cares if you're, what your political views are. No one cares what your gender is. No one cares about your background. No one cares what you look like. No one cares about anything. All they want to see is, are you fucking funny? And if you can make them laugh, then that goes a long way. So if that's something, like I said, I'm not saying just go off and quit your career and say the deuces, but little by little, they start to add up, so do it. Whatever it is, whatever your thing is, you'll find a way. You know, if you want to make movies, start making movies. I don't, you know, just get your iPhone out. Hell, you can make a movie right there. I mean, I'm filming this thing on my iPad. So, yeah, I mean, is it going to suck at first? Yeah, they always suck. You know, Mark Twain, all first drafts suck. I think that's what he said. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what he said that. But you get better and you get better. As long as you have the grit and the willingness to be rejected and let down and know that not everything's always going to be perfect the first time, get after it. That's a good way to end this podcast.
All right. So, hope I fulfilled everybody. You know, kind of gave some more insight of what's going on. As for the future, I don't know. I'm planning on going to New York City to do a High Rocks race. I thought that might be fun. I've never done one, but it seems pretty fun to me. These solo episodes I'm really enjoying so far, but I feel like I'm getting more out of it. But if you have more suggestions, if you have somebody you recommend to come on the show, let me know. Shout out to Jack Daniels. Shout out to Coke Zero. Shout out to St. Patty's Day, Austin 316. Shout out to Wiener Dogs Barking. Thank you for watching and listening to wherever you are getting your podcasts and stuff from. Like those two people did. If you do have a question, if you want to hear my advice on anything, which, why not? Go for it. I mean, there's a couple things I feel like I might know or can at least get an outside perspective. So, SheilaFever@gmail.com. I guess all my socials are on everywhere on the internet. Then there you go. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being with me. That's the podcast. Rocky, you got anything to say? Okay, round it. See ya. Bye.